Track 11, David Clayton. This month, David is going to tell us what happened when he took his son to meet Noel Edmonds and Mr. Blobby.
Forgive me for saying it again, but it's relevant to this story that I did television for about a decade regularly in this region. I started doing announcing for Anglia Television, you know, the chap that pops up between the programmes to tell you what's coming up next, did that for a couple of years, and then went to BBC East Television to read the news on Look East. So I do the breakfast time news, so you're on about four times a morning for about 3 minutes reading the regional bulletin. You'd read some news bulletins during the day and then often present Look East in the evening, along with people like Stuart White, and if you can remember that far back, Ian Masters and Judy Lines. So I'd be spotted, and it didn't particularly matter, it was quite nice really, but often you'd be spotted miles away from where you lived. I remember getting out of a lift in a hotel in Glasgow to be confronted by someone who's coming in the lift saying to me, "Good heavens," he said, "you're a long way from home, aren't you?" And I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, I come from Ipswich and I see you on the telly. What are you doing in Glasgow?" Anyway, that was one story. And then I think I was about miles off the beaten track up in the Dales walking. And I must have been 2 miles from the nearest road. And you barely saw another soul, except there's a group of people walking towards us, and you see them in the distance about half a mile away. We cross over eventually, and the chap says, "Oh, hello, what are you doing here?" He'd see me on the telly down in East Anglia. Well, there we go. So you can get recognised. It's not nasty. It's quite nice. It's very flattering. But the best one was when I was recognised by, wait for it, Noel Edmonds. How did that happen? Well, because I was working in the media, I used to get invites to all sorts of things. And we got an invite to what they call a press day. It was the launch day of Noel Edmonds and Mr. Blobby and something to do with Crinkly Bottom at Pleasurewood Hills near Lowestoft, the big amusement theme park. So I get to go along with my children and one or two of their friends. And it was like a freebie. Thank you very much. And you were treated a bit as a VIP because you were up from the media and you were going to report it and all that sort of thing. So we went in, had all the rides, and there's a bit of a flurry of excitement around. Noel Edmonds and Mr. Blobby are over there, then they're over there. And then we all get together in a large barn thing for a bit of food and a drink and a couple of speeches, that sort of thing. And Noel's signing autographs. My kids, or my son James and his friends, said, "Can we get the autograph?" I said, "Yeah, come on, I'll sort it." So they were dead impressed that I could get them in to meet Noel Edmonds. So they sidled up to him, and he's signing the bits of paper, and he looks up at me. I'm not getting a bit of paper signed, but I'm sort of chaperoning the kids. And he said, "Oh, hello," he said. "Oh, what are you doing here? You're on Look East, aren't you?" And I went, "Pardon? You're on Look East?" I said, "Well, I used to be." I said, "Well, how do you know?" Because Noel's a network television star. How would he know I was on Look East? Well, he said, "I used to have a cottage in Suffolk." Oh, right. So he'd watch Look East every night, so would see me whenever I was on. So he recognised me. Well, I was flattered. But can you imagine my son, who'd already impressed his friends by getting them in there to see Noel Edmonds and go to Pleasurewood Hills, and then Noel Edmonds recognised me. Their jaws dropped. Mind you, so did mine.
Thank you, David.